What is wisdom?
Wisdom is the growing capacity to run with rather than against the grain of God's created order. Sometimes the vocabulary is used in the Bible, especially in the Old Testament, for something that's merely a skill or perhaps for abstract philosophizing. But of course, that's only going to run so far in terms of going with rather than against the grain of God's creation. So ultimately, wisdom begins where it ends, with the fear of the Lord. And it's a growing capacity to live in light of the fear of the Lord. So wisdom is both a process and a product. We have two ways toward life or toward death. We're to choose the way toward life and grow in our ability to walk in it in the right direction rather than choosing to go in a wayward direction and pursue folly. So wisdom is communicated through tradition. The wisdom literature in the Old Testament provides us with memorable, punchy sayings that enable us to capture the best of what the community wants to pass on regarding how to live well. But wisdom involves not only tradition, it also involves inquiry. It involves ongoing reflection about how that tradition relates to present-day circumstances and challenges. So the traditional wisdom of Proverbs is balanced out by the more reflective and challenging wisdom of Job or Ecclesiastes. In the New Testament, of course, wisdom has a new dimension. It becomes more fully personal as it is embodied in Jesus Christ and enabled by the Holy Spirit. Wisdom is further democratized or spread around through the capacity we have to gain the mind of Christ by the Holy Spirit. All of God's people can grow in wisdom rather than having wisdom be initially focused in a group of sages who are learning to teach others how to live well. The other emphasis in biblical wisdom comes in terms of virtue and the way that moral and spiritual excellence is formed in community. Of course, ultimately, our relationship to Jesus Christ by the Holy Spirit is the center of how we gain wisdom. But Christ by the Spirit forms wisdom in his people as the people of God grow together in virtue over time.
Well, when we think about the definition of wisdom in the Old Testament, we're interested in the ways that people act in ways that are skillful. So in its most neutral sense, in its most basic sense, wisdom just simply means skill. It means doing something effectively, whether that's being a skillful carpenter and cutting wood to the correct dimensions, or whether it's being an effective stonemason and being able to cut blocks for a building to the correct dimensions. Wisdom means being skillful at something, and often the ways that we think about wisdom are ways in which we think about living life skillfully, knowing not only what to do, but when to do it, knowing the proper social situation for something, living life in an effective way so that you get ahead, so that you prosper, so that you live the life that you want to live. Wisdom has a very practical orientation in the Bible. It's dealing with the kinds of things we run across all the time, whether it's relationships, dealing with authority, thinking about our use of money, thinking about relationship to our parents, and thinking about our job, and even table manners, all kinds of really practical issues like that. And then in a broader way, wisdom is concerned with order, being able to understand life and the world correctly so that we can live skillfully. We know the kinds of pitfalls to avoid. We know the ways to get ahead in life. And it's the Bible that begins to help us understand that if we really want to live life skillfully, we have to do that in terms of the fear of the Lord. So that's where we really begin to move from the most basic sense of wisdom as being something that you're good at, even if it's wrong or neutral, to being something that is related to our relationship with the Lord and recognizing that he is the creator of the entire world, and that if we are properly related to him, then that is what will help us to live life skillfully.